This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as isolation, depression, stress, anxiety, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when you need professional help. Get help at your own time and your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com/Latino to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
I don't know what's happening. What's this? Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Oh, hi. ¿Cómo estás? Welcome to Sesame Street.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? We speak with Rosita, the show's first regular Spanish-speaking Muppet. Nearly 30 years ago, a bright, fuzzy, five-year-old turquoise monster with a love for music and soccer, oh wait, actually, football, moved from the caverns of Mexico to the friendliest block on television.
Okay, well, we're just passing where Elmo lives and 1, 2, 3 steps there. Yeah, and now, oh, here. Here is Hooper's store. Let's go in.
That's Rosita. And today, she and her guitar are a familiar sight on Sesame Street.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away.
Rosita first appeared in the neighborhood in 1991 on the show's 23rd season. Her family joined her soon after on the show. When Rosita arrived on Sesame Street, she made history as the show's first full-time Spanish-speaking Muppet.
And now, Rosita will tell us how to count to 10 in Spanish.
Oh, why to tell you when I can sing it?
She would end up teaching several generations of children their ABCs alongside other iconic Latino cast members like Sonia Manzano's Maria and Emilio Delgado, who plays Luis. Carmen Osbar is the Muppeteer behind the making of Rosita, and she still plays the Muppet on TV today. Rosita came along after Carmen had already spent years in the puppeteering business. At first, the Muppet's personality was a little bit shy.
I got advice from everybody, and they told me, you have to be very comfortable right now creating this character. And what I actually thought was about my best friend. My best friend, her name is Rosa, and she's like Rosita.
And Carmen saw the character as the life of the party.
They say, 'cause hola means hello. Everybody say, hola,
hola.
In this segment of our How I Made It series, we hear from the star of the show, along with the woman who made her happen. Rosita and Carmen both reflect on their journeys to Sesame Street and talk about some of their adventures after almost 30 seasons together.
My full name is Rosita, la monstruo de las cuevas. Soy originalmente, I'm originally from Mexico, and my name is from there.
Me gusta cantar.
I love music, so I do play the guitar. I love dancing. I like when I'm able to draw. I like drawing, and I like sports. Well, I'm 5 right now, but when I moved here to Sesame Street, I was little. I was so nervous, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to communicate with everybody because I didn't know a lot of English. I didn't know how I was feeling. I had, my belly was hurting a little bit, but when I got here, I realized that I right away had friends.
Today, Elmo and I are going to answer the question, what is a friend?
Right, you are Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elmo and Rosita know about friendship because Elmo and Rosita are friends.
Yeah. Elmo.
I remember meeting Big Bird and Elmo and Cookie Monster, and everybody was just so nice. So I always remember that as my favorite day.
Yes, when Rosita was introduced on Sesame Street, And you're going to think that I'm a little weird, but I'm not sure anymore with a year.
So would you tell me your name again, please?
Sure. My name is Rosita, la monstruo de las cuevas.
Rosita, la monstruo de las cuevas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rosita, la monstruo de las cuevas.
Oh, yeah, you got it. But you can call me Rosita.
I got a girl named Rosita. That's so much you make me
that's
feel.
Me.
She can make me smile, frown, and scream, or laugh, or cry. Rosita.
My name is Carmen Osvar Vertiz. How I became Rosita? Well, that's a long story, but I can tell you. You know, I'm from Mexico City, and I was working in a company called Televisa, where they do, you know, a lot of television there in Mexico. And I was doing puppet shows in Mexico in television. So when I heard that they were auditioning, I was really excited. I was able to be invited to observe the puppeteers here in New York. It took me 2 seconds to realize, when I saw them working, that the show was more than a show. They truly believe that children have the right to be children, to laugh, to learn. Children have the right to have an education. And when I started learning all those things, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to go back to, you know, I want to stay here with them, and they need a bilingual character. That was my dream, and I never thought that it will happen, but it did. It took me 2 years, and Jim Henson in those days was around, and he hired me. We were in the studio, and he asked me if I wanted it to be part of his family, of his Muppet family, and since then, I'm here.
My daddy moved here for work and my mommy too. So I came with them. And then we were missing my abuela so much. And then she came over. So we're all together now. But you know, when my daddy had an accident and now he's in a wheelchair. So things change at home a little bit.
Rosita, why is your daddy in a wheelchair?
Well, remember when I told you that he got hurt?
Yeah.
Well, ever since then, he has needed that thing. We had to learn how to play together because we used to play soccer and we used to run together, but now he can't. But we found ways to do different things and we still have a lot of fun.
You should see my girl throw the ball. She got a good arm.
Okay.
Oh, watch.
Okay,
are you
going to
go back here?
Okay, got you.
Are you ready, puppy?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's hard. But we're all together, and we all help each other.
I just hope that what we're doing, that I'm able to inspire somebody else. So it's incredibly important for me to know that I'm able to help our little audience somewhere. I might touch somebody with that. I was introduced to the world of puppetry by a mistake. It's amazing, I have to tell you, because if you interview other puppeteers here, they were born with a puppet in their hands, really. They knew that they want to be Muppeteers and here on Sesame Street on the Muppets since they were like 2 or 3. In my case, I was an audience of Plaza Sésamo, that is like the co-production of Sesame Street in Mexico, and it's been seen in Mexico, Central and South America. And I remember the day that I watched the first episode, the Plaza Sésamo, air in Mexico. I think it was 69 or 70. And I was with friends, and I was older. I was like 8, 9. So it was like, I was not a young child, but I was still a kid. And I loved it. I always follow the Muppets and I always follow Sesame Street and Plaza Sésamo. And when I was in college, I read a note in the board that it said, we need people that their interest in taking a workshop with American puppeteers, because we have everything to do a television show with puppets, but we don't have puppeteers. So I thought, oh my God, that will be great. I want to see how those things work, right? Because I didn't know if you were worth them or you were put, I didn't have a clue. So I went to the workshop by curiosity. And probably a week in the workshop, I realized that I didn't want to do anything else than that.
Here we go. Mi amiguita Rosita, by me, Rosita.
Rosita is totally Mexican. I mean, because I can't hide that, right? If I was trying to represent something else, my strong Mexican side of me will... yeah, it will be hard to hide.
Play for my guitar, I play and put on a music show. And I love to sing all the songs that I bring from where...
I love to share my heritage with my friends. So, first of all, I love teaching them Spanish. Little words, because it's difficult. I had problems with English. And actually watching, you know, all my friends here on Sesame Street helped me a lot to learn English. So I'm trying to help them the same way.
Oh, Rosita.
Huh?
It's time to tell everyone the Spanish word of the day.
Oh, goody. Because there's some people I want you all to meet. Vamos, everybody, come here. Vengan todos. Hola. Everybody, I want you to meet mi papá.
Hola.
Mi mamá. Mi abuelo. Mi abuela.
Hola.
Mi tía Mercedes.
Hola.
Y mis primos Paco, Pepe, Luis y Conchita.
Ah, so that means the Spanish word of the day must be...
Familia.
They all know how to say beso y abrazo. That means kiss and hugs.
It's always been incredible for me to have the response of families, you know, that they come and they tell me, "Oi, thank you. I was able to see myself in Rosita." And some shows Rosita deals with kind of being embarrassed and then realize that everybody is supporting her and say, "No, all the contrary. You have to be proud. Proud of who you are. Proud of where you come from, wherever the country is, whatever the place is. It's part of you and you should always be proud of it."
Looks like everyone liked hearing a story about a little Mexican girl just like you.
They did. They really did.
I would love to train somebody to take over Rosita when, you know, I retire. And I will invite you guys, Latinos out there and African Americans, come over, train. We need you. There are missing. We're missing, you know, Asian puppeteers and Latina puppeteers. And if you're out there and you have a dream, follow it. And if your dream is to come to Sesame Street and be a Muppeteer here and you're bilingual, any language you have, other, come over.
That was the voice of Rosita, la monstrua de las cuevas, Sesame Street's first bilingual and Latina Muppet, and Carmen Ospar, the Muppeteer who brings the iconic character to life. This episode was produced by Alejandra Salazar and edited by Sofia Paliza-Ka. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Luis Treyes, Julieta Martinelli, Ginny Montalvo, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Andrea López Cruzado, Adriana Tapia, and Raúl Pérez. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw. Our director of programming and operations is Natalia Fiederholt. Our digital editor is Amanda Alcantara. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Julia Rocha. Our intern is Sofia Sanchez. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Funding for Latino USA's coverage of A Culture of Health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Latino USA is made possible in part by New York Women's Foundation. The New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. And the Wincote Foundation.
anybody, but my favorite hiding place is Big Bird's Nest. Nobody finds me there. Shh, shh.
Some days, reading a bunch of headlines just isn't enough. You need to let the news sink in. On Consider This, NPR's new daily news podcast, we can help you do that. Each day, in about 10 minutes, you can find out not just what happened, but why and what it means. Consider This. New episodes every weekday afternoon from NPR.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, Alzheimer's disease has become one of the leading health crises for Latinos and African Americans. And for journalist Yvonne Laddie, this story is also personal.
Hi, mommy, it's Yvonne, tu hija.
An intimate portrait of a mother's life before and after Alzheimer's. That's next time on Latino USA.